When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
They're as good as the Hermes bag. I'm telling you right now, these are top of the line bags. I mean, they don't have a zipper. You're right about that, Spadil. But they're really nice bags. BJ and Jamie logo on there. Looks good, man. We're going to give away a couple here in a few minutes. But then come Friday, over 100 in a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
All those details are coming up in just a few. Hang on.
Right now, it's on the download. Super secret. Right.
Yeah, well, we just don't know yet.
Oh, is that why?
I got to pick a place.
Oh, is that why it's super secret?
Okay. Yeah, I got to figure out what works for us, okay? So for Friday morning. But we'll do a big old blowout. Yeah, I was looking at some of the pictures here of the funeral. Ozzy Osbourne. Over in Birmingham. It's sad.
It is sad. I mean, I was looking at him as well. Sharon Osbourne's there. I see Jack and Kelly. I'm sure the other kids are there too, but those are the center pictures. And I mean, even Jack is just, he's just so devastated in the pictures. She has his wedding ring. Sharon Osbourne has Ozzy's wedding ring around her necklace.
Yeah.
Around her neck and her neck.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah, it is.
Thousands of people lining up the streets. They did that whole parade down the, one of those streets there that he's famous for. And it's really touching this morning to see this thing. And I did notice another picture here where it had a couple of the other kids in it, but they never mentioned their names.
I feel bad for them.
It says, in the picture, it shows Sharon, then it shows Jack, and then they obviously mentioned Callie, and then it says other family members.
Wow.
And the other two people in the picture are his kids.
Doesn't he have like six?
Yeah, he got six.
Yeah.
So. And he's one of six kids himself.
Well, it reminds me of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Rusty never being mentioned.
Poor Rusty.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw this morning, there's a story, and Carson and I were talking about it early this morning, that Hulk Hogan's daughter is getting nothing in the will.
Well, they haven't talked forever.
She took herself out of it.
Yep.
She called this business manager, financial guy, and in 2023 and told him because of what she suspected was going to be an absolute battle over his money, she didn't want any part of it and said, take me out of the will. I want nothing to do with it.
But didn't she married a hockey player or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Yeah, she hasn't talked to him. She hadn't talked to him in like 8 years or something.
Yeah, and I guess she's getting like a little bit of a life insurance policy or trust that was in her name. But other than that, I mean, she didn't want anything to do with any of the people around Hulk.
This is going to turn into a big old fight. You wait and see. This is going to be an absolute battle over the money. You got Linda, who's, the ex-wife. Who's very upset with Hulk. Then you've got that kid, that one kid, that the son. He's a menace himself.
Yeah, he's a mess.
Yeah, he's been a menace all his life, right? He's always in trouble.
I know.
Getting his DUIs.
He wrecked a car, and he the kid in the car with him is a high-speed car accident, and he's a paraplegic now.
And it was his fault.
Yes, correct.
It was the Hulk Hogan's son's fault in the accident itself. So that guy's a mess. And then you've got the new one. Who obviously thinks she's going to, that she's entitled to some of this too, right?
Yeah.
And he's got a $25 million fortune. But think of all this money he's going to make in the future just off his name.
Yeah.
The trademark alone is worth millions of dollars. They're going to fight like crazy.
I'm shocked that she just was like, I don't want to even.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells me that whatever happened with them, the way they parted, because she doesn't talk to her mom either, Brooke. We're talking about Brooke Hogan. Something, and they never met her kid. Right? Didn't she have a couple kids or something?
Yeah,
they never met. And for you to take yourself out of a $25 million, a potential of like 5 or 10, something bad happened.
Speaks volumes.
Yeah, it does.
It almost makes you believe that, A, she was right, whatever the argument was, she was right. And not only that she's a pretty good person. She just wants to get away from the hoopla of Hulk Hogan and what fights are coming over this, over this inheritance.
And I don't know why she's not talking to her mom either.
I don't know either.
So crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that mom's wacky, though.
I know, but remember we watched them all grow up on Hogan Knows Best, right?
Yeah.
They pretended to be this great, perfect family. That's so bizarre. Now you're not talking to your dad or your mom?
I don't know.
Your dad's dead, but...
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. All right. Another story that's pretty big here in Denver, Colorado. This dentist, they're going to make a decision today. It's gone to the jury. The dentist that poisoned his wife, or allegedly, let me say that before the verdict comes back. I'm just saying.
Oh, come on.
We have to say allegedly. We got to cover our butts.
We don't.
Man, I'm with Jamie. The deck is stacked against this guy. Yeah, Everything I've heard in this trial, local dentist, what was his name? His name is something Craig, James Craig. He's a dentist here in town, or was, and I guess he was having all these affairs online. He was doing searches on how to murder your wife and all kinds of crap. And his jury... it's gone to the jury as of yesterday. They're going to have a decision today.
The future of an Aurora dentist accused of murdering his wife tonight is in the hands of a jury. James Craig, accused of fatally poisoning Angela Craig in 2023. He faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder. Closing arguments were today.
Ain't looking good. It's not looking good.
Did you see that really sweet story about that minister?
The minister. No.
Sometimes you have to really think about, like, these people that lead the churches, right? And they have those huge mansions and stuff because they want you to follow the Lord. And so you're like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I have a huge mansion and jets and stuff because we all love the Lord. That makes sense. You're making all that money. Well, there's a minister here in Colorado. His name is Eli. And he and his wife have been indicted on 40 counts of fraud because they sold to all the people, all the followers, cryptocurrency. For $4 million that had no value at all.
Huh.
Isn't that great? I love those feel-good church stories.
Wow.
A lot of people doing the Lord's work out there. Lots of people.
Right? What the hell? Like, I mean, I understand being a follower. You know, I have a friend that used to be a minister, and he said you do really get caught up in that people are following you. Like, it's almost like Instagram or something, you know? Like, you get so caught up in it.
You still get that rush.
But to really think, like, okay, all these people are suckers, that's what you just looked at your whole, you know.
Congregation.
Yeah, and you're like, suckers, I'm going to make you all pay me $4 million for fake cryptocurrency. Yeah.
Yeah. And when one goes rogue, it gives everybody a bad name.
Yeah, it really does.
Out there selling that crypto. I think it would be kind of suspicious, though, if it were me. If I were in a church somewhere and the pastor came up to me and said, hey, Beach, come here a minute. You know, I know this God thing. It's, that's a side business. Now, over here, I'm doing crypto, okay?
Yeah, right.
We're going to make a bundle on this thing. Are you interested? I don't think I'd go for it. I think I'd be like, nah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think you need to stick to the preaching and just let the crypto thing go. Don't try to sell it to me,
well,
you know?
What's that? What's our favorite show? It's that one. It's where people they steal all that money. Oh, my gosh.
American Greed.
Yeah, American Greed. There was that Mormon guy. He had the Mormon church. He took like $20, $30 million from all the people in Aurora.
Yeah.
I mean.
I saw that guy.
Yeah, right? He's American Greed special.
That's having some pull, man.
Yeah.
They have him on power rotation on American Greed. He's on there almost every week.
Yes,
same story every
right.
week, man. They love that story on American Greed. Because I think he's the greediest of all I've seen so far.
But you're right.
He's right there at the top.
You're right. If the minister comes to you and goes, hey, I got this crypto.
Get in on it. Yeah.
They said some people gave as much as $100,000.
Wow.
And I guess, though, that if you're a part of a church, I know growing up, because I was in a church a lot, my mom is very religious. My dad's a preacher himself, or was. And just growing up, I mean, that's people that you really trust.
Yeah.
And so if somebody comes to you with a crypto offer, then you would probably believe that there's no way this person could be lying to me, right?
Well, our minister always came over and had a cup of coffee with my mom, you know, during the day or whatever. That's what people did. You know how they left the doors unlocked and they'd be like, Nance, are you home? And then they come in and I was like, what the hell is this guy? Well, then when he got a hair transplant, I knew he was shady.
Yeah.
When Jim Wright gets a hair transplant.
Right, he's up right, to something. Right. Yeah.
And sure enough, he has a couple of kids out there that we just found out about.
Yeah, I would think that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Because God doesn't care if you have hair or not.
No, right?
He really does.
No, he got like a 300ZX and a hair transplant.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sheer sock.
Yeah.
DJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Mm. Man, might be the pinnacle of my career right here. Yeah. I'm on a tote bag, man.
You're on a tote bag.
BJ and Jamie tote bag.
Hey, Mom, I made it, right?
Limited edition. what else? Collectors.
Exclusive.
Hermes type.
Yep.
I can't think of anything else to say. But nevertheless, it's a collector's, no doubt about that. The bag is up for grabs right now. In fact, you'll get two. We'll give you two. Call or die. And then the big blowout coming up Friday morning. So there you go. All right, 303, 22 Alice.
Man, I feel like we've run this thing into the ground.
303-222-5423. Hey, be proud of it. Your name's on there, girl.
Yeah.
You be proud, too. Yeah. Share the glory with me, okay?
Yep.
Share the glory.
Bag.
Caller 9-303-222-5423. Two bags. Yours.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I get frustrated.
Well, it's only 8:15.
Half the day is gone.
No,
you know,
my friends aren't even awake yet.
The most productive part of the day, from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m., and you've just wasted it. If you're still in bed, that is.
BJ's so mad because his wife is sleeping.
I called her because I'm missing my earbuds this morning, okay? So I went to find my phone. I found the earbuds. They're in the house. So I thought, oh, she's up and moving. And the kid, you know, they're off to a camp today and all that. And I thought, I'll get her to look. I just want to make sure that they're there because I love these earbuds, okay? So I call and, hey, are you awake? No. Half the day is gone,
no,
folks.
So he was really snippy with her. I go, and he got a phone. I go, man, you're a little snippy. Well, let me tell you why, Jamie. Half the day is over, and she's still in bed. I just realized I was going to ask her to look for my headphones. She's not even up out of bed yet.
I'll be home. I'll be able to look for them for myself.
I said it's only...
I won't even have to have somebody else look for because they're asleep.
I said it's only 8:15. Half my friends aren't even up. Well, that is just pure laziness. It's 8:15. I know we wake up at 4, but it's 8:15 in normal world.
I feel like ever since COVID, especially, like, the work days start later and later for people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, 9, 10, there you go.
My son was camping over the weekend. Well, it's funny that you say that, because actually in L.A., where I used to live, they do start at 9 and 10 because the traffic is so bad to try to get everybody to work at 8 that they stagger.
There's no way
it, and
you
people,
can.
Yeah, people start at 10 just to make traffic easier.
All right, start at noon, see if I can.
So my kid was camping over the weekend somewhere, I don't know, up in the mountains. And so I couldn't get my spigot open for my my garden hose. And so I text my neighbor, it's like 9:15, and I said, if you get a chance, if you're out and about, whatever, blah, 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 can you open my spigot? And he's like, I'm still in bed. And I go, me too. 9:15. And BJ's like, 9:15? I said, yeah, it was Saturday morning. I was like, I was just loving
it
life.
It might as well be 5 o'clock.
Now he's so mad about this time thing.
I've ran errands, I've mowed the yard, I've done everything but 9:15, Jamie. I'm the early bird.
You better not be mowing the lawn that early.
I've got the worm, man. I got the worm. I'm the early bird.
I can't stand it when somebody mows the lawn at 8. Oh. I cannot stand it.
8 o'clock.
7 a.m.
Oh. No, I don't do 7. 8 o'clock, though, is the limit. If you don't
like
get out of bed,
yep,
8 o'clock is the time.
I get so mad at you because there's like two dudes that do the same thing. They wait till 8 a.m. on the dot, and then they start mowing. I'm like, really? On a Saturday morning?
I'm a friendly neighbor. I'll sit and wait when I'm sitting there having coffee at 6:30. I won't go out and fire up the mower on you. Even though I should, but I don't. I wait till 8 o'clock,
Jamie.
Can you
please wait till 9:30, please?
I'm not waiting till 9:30.
Why not?
Because there's things to do.
There's other stuff to do besides.
I just don't get how people stay in bed till like 11 and 12 o'clock.
Fantastic.
I don't understand it. I can't do it. I'm the type though that when I wake up, I have to get up. I can't just roll back over and go to sleep or just lay there and be on my phone or something like that in bed. I just can't do it.
Oh, I can't. You don't have a sleep number bed. That's why. Because then you just raise the back and then you turn on the heat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You can stay there for life.
Just rot in your bed.
Yep.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can. Yeah. Don't want to ruin the commercial right now. Up be going, man. That's me. Gotta go.
You don't seem like
people,
a go-getter.
And it makes people. Like my wife, for example.
Yeah.
It makes her very angry because she thinks I make too much noise in the morning, okay? So it makes her very angry that I get up early and it disturbs her sleep.
Well, yeah.
She gets very frustrated with me.
I'm sure you are loud. I bet you're so, and I bet you almost do it intentionally because you're so irritated with her right now for sleeping. I bet Saturday and Sunday mornings, he's banging around.
He's downstairs like, I don't know. And he's like, if I'm up, you're up.
Yeah.
Slams the door.
No. You know, there's a reason I have to put my TV on 65 in the morning. I can't hear it that well. So I've got to crank it up.
Oh, my God. I can just see you. I love marriages.
It's great. It's great. Some people, they're just built that way, though. Some people are sleepers and they're late night people.
They like to sit up. I love to stay up.
You like to stay up till midnight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
like
yeah.
to stay. See, I don't. I don't. It just doesn't even interest me. Once that sun goes down, yeah, day's over. It's all shot.
What are you, 90?
Shot to hell. Yeah. Well, I did that as a kid, though. My mom would tell me, she goes, when I was a child, I was up the school bus, man. The
really?
Rest of the other kids, God. You had to beat them with a stick. You couldn't do anything with them. But I was always up and ready to go.
My dad would flip over the mattress on top of me. Oh. I would get out of bed.
My mom and I would have like scream like blowouts in the morning just because I would never get up.
That's the thing. Like I would when I wasn't working or whatever. If I had a day off, trying to get my kid up for school, I was so happy I had a nanny.
Yeah. That's a good move.
Right?
Good move. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, speaking of sleeping in. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Heard on the Odyssey app. And the podcast will be there after 10 o'clock this morning. Just in case you miss something on the show. Okay? Speaking of sleeping in. This is bad news. Some of the employees down at City and County of Denver could be sleeping in soon. It looks like they're going to lay off a bunch of people.
Wait, I thought we were making a million-dollar bridge.
Jeez. Yeah, what happened there? That makes no sense, does it? I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. I never even thought of that. We were just haggling over this, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Or a week ago?
A week ago.
Where the governor of the state was telling us that we need to spend $28 million to build a stinking bridge from the Capitol to the park.
And now we're going to lay off a bunch of people?
And now the city is broke?
Yep.
Dead broke. Here's the story.
In this email sent to city employees today, Mayor Johnston says all of those being laid off will find out during the week of August 18th. That's 3 weeks from now, and their final day of work will be the same day that they're notified about that. Laid off employees will then have 30 days of paid administrative leave and severance based on length of service. Severance will range from 2 weeks of pay to 8 weeks of pay for those with 15 years of service or more. And the city's layoff separation guide online says those agreeing to severance must also agree to waive legal claims. I spoke with community leader.
Yeah, gotta stop. Can't get a lawyer. When they give you severance, you're not coming back.
You're not coming back. It's
a layoff, but it's not a layoff in that you could be recalled. You're not coming back. That's sad.
It sucks. It does. Yeah. I mean, especially that feeling. I hate for them that they have to work this whole time with that,
that anxiety.
Yeah, the anxiety. Yeah.
And they don't know who's going to be laid off.
Exactly.
They have no idea.
Spin a wheel or something?
I don't know. I'm hearing.
Drawing names out of a hat.
The reports are varying. Uh-huh. I'm hearing anywhere from 50 to 60% of the employees that work for the city and county are going to be laid off.
Where'd you hear that?
Saw it online yesterday.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's a lot of people.
That is too many people.
Right before Christmas.
My God.
Well, Christmas is down the road, but you get what I'm saying.
No, I do. But it's the worst knowing that. And then you can't spend your money like you normally would, right? Because mm-hmm. you're so worried about it. So like when you go to Walmart, you're like, oh, I can't buy that. Oh, I can't buy that. Oh, no, I might lose my job.
I feel bad for them. Because, I mean, the city has squandered money. I mean, we could go into that, but everybody, bitch and moan about it, how the money was spent. But we know it was spent, and now they're broke, and they can't afford to keep all these employees.
Well, son of a gun, what are we going to do about this?
Well, everything's ass backwards, isn't it? All right, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's that story. That's all I got.
Wow.
BJ and Jamie. I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
There's a party tonight.
Somebody save your soul because you've been sinning in the city. I know.
With Fits in the Tantrums, big live vibe, the Slacker Show. They're going to be at Brothers starting at 5 o'clock today. I think they take the stage around 6, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a
huge,
big old deal, man. You're going to go at Brothers. That is at Quebec and C470. If you get a chance to stop by there, it's all free. So get in there, get you some food, kick back. Fits in the Tantrums takes the stage. It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, really cool.
They're going to be packed over there.
I was just reading all this stuff about Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, man, what about him?
I feel bad for him. I know he's a cocky little poop and stuff, but it feels awful. Like the general manager, I guess, for the Browns, he just said, like, I wouldn't have picked him.
Right.
Oh, wow. My God.
Yeah. A lot of general managers said that.
Yeah. He's like, it wasn't my choice. I didn't force anybody to do it. This wasn't my maneuver. Nope.
The owner did it, right?
Yeah. No. I'm so sorry. The owner's the one that said that wouldn't have been my pick.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
The GM said yes.
Yeah, the GM said yes.
I knew one of the two said yes, and the other said no, but I didn't know exactly what it was. I will tell you this, though. I've been watching some of the training camp stuff with the Broncos and with Shedeur Sanders with the Browns, and Shedeur's looking really good. He looks like he's going to make the team, and he could be probably the number two quarterback on the team.
Oh, really?
But it looks like he's going to make it. He's having outstanding practices.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
Oh, then I don't feel sorry for him.
Yesterday,
anymore.
Was it yesterday? Day before yesterday, he was practicing. He went 9 for 9 with 2 touchdowns.
Oh, well, good.
Wow. So maybe that owner is going to eat his words.
Yeah.
Now.
Completed
exactly.
Every pass. They said he came out of the practice looking like by far the best quarterback on the team.
I still think it's one of the most amazing sports like moments in history. He built out a room.
Oh,
remember?
It was the whole thing. Literally the entire room dedicated to when he got drafted.
And exactly. I mean, this is a room. Like, he's Pimp Daddy. He had the different hats lined up that he knew he was going to go to.
He had his S dollar sign logo in the back.
Yeah, and then we watched him painfully. I mean, it was so tragic. We watched him day after day.
It was like sitting and waiting on a tsunami.
What?
Well, you know, it takes hours for the tsunami to get there. You know, you just got to sit and wait,
No,
it was very disappointing. I remember that.
What? The tsunami? Or?
No. The selection of Shedeur Sanders.
Like,
no, that was very disappointing. So it went on for days.
Yeah, it did.
Days. Went 3 days, did it? Before he was selected.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But it got painful because of that room that he built.
And then he would do like a social media update after every day and be like, well, it just wasn't meant to be today.
It wasn't God's plan.
Yeah, it wasn't God's plan. God's got me.
We were to the point of calling him and offering him a position on our show.
Exactly.
That's how bad we were feeling at that time. Right?
It was kind of awful.
I did see where he had told his dad. Now, Shiloh didn't because Deion went down to Tampa to watch him practice. But he told his dad, stay away.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
Do not come to practice. It adds pressure.
Oh,
we don't need
sense.
Pressure.
Yeah,
done up
sense.
Here.
Yeah,
and he's doing well.
Well,
so
Deion strikes me as the type would watch Shedeur and tell him everything he's doing wrong.
Oh,
you know,
him
he wouldn't. He wouldn't say like good job. He'd be like, oh my God, your footwork.
Yeah. there's football tomorrow night.
Oh, there is.
First game of the season tomorrow night. Well, preseason Hall of Fame games tomorrow night.
Oh,
I did see.
So excited.
I didn't realize this, but the first brother combination for the Football Hall of Fame will happen this weekend. The induction of Shannon Sharpe's brother. No other two brothers in football have ever made the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Shannon Sharpe's brother will be, I think, introduced this weekend. And that will be the first time ever it's happened.
You know, I was thinking we should do something fun this season. Starting, what, tomorrow you said football starts?
Football starts tomorrow. Technically, it doesn't, but, you know, it does.
I was thinking we, you know how the Slacker show does the diary thing or something, whatever? I think that you should do a journal of hours.
Of?
We'd just see how many hours you sat on your ass and watch football.
Oh, and rack it up each week.
They don't make a diary that thick. There's not one on the planet.
I was just thinking it'd be
I'd spend all my time watching football and filling out a diary.
I was just thinking it would be really interesting to see how many hours.
And this year, I feel even more locked in.
Do you?
Oh, I feel that couch. I can feel that couch right now under my butt. I'm so fired up. I can.
I just think it would be really interesting to log your hours.
I'll tell you what I did yesterday. This is no lie, okay? preparing for football season, I went out to the garage and got my WD-40 and sprayed the recliner.
Nice.
So that the hinges are working perfectly for football.
It's got to be okay. Smooth,
you
baby.
Get that? I literally swear I did this. I went out to the garage, got the WD-40. You know, they put the straw in there now. I love that straw.
Yeah.
They put the straw in there. Oh, she's in perfect shape.
I can hear the NFL background.
Oh, yeah.
You should meet my friend Mike. You guys are the exact same people. Yeah. One time, Mike came to Bud's Bar and Grill or whatever to watch football, and he's like, "It's too loud in here. Nobody's paying attention to the game.
Yeah,
I'm leaving."
Focus.
Yeah, I can't watch it in a bar.
No,
yeah. I don't go to bars anyway. But
he actually left. He's like, "I can't watch this.
Yeah.
People aren't even paying attention. I can't even hear it." He
gets
left.
In the way.
I was like, "What the heck?"
You people that sit in a place where music's playing and it's just a screen. I don't get you.
Really?
I don't get it. No, I cannot watch a game like that.
So you really have to concentrate on the whole thing?
Well, I want other people besides me in the room care. Okay?
Yeah.
I need to be in unison with somebody,
yeah.
You know? So if I'm at home, I'd rather just go home and watch it by myself.
I'm like that with hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it just on the screen.
You guys are losers.
No.
No, we're passionate.
Hey, my recliner is oiled up. I mean, I think my recliner right now has more oil than Diddy.
Oh.
Diddy oil party. You know what?
How did you come up with that?
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.